Ocean View, Delaware has a little more than 2,000 residents, and last year, the beach town's police blotter included just two assaults, three instances of resisting arrest. Yet, Ocean View police are vigilant, not just of future crimes, but of how the public might react after cops respond to them. Avi Wolfman Arendt reports.
My holster is on. My gun is locked into position. I'm in the seaside hamlet of Ocean View, Delaware, and today I'm going to be a police officer.
Okay, so you guys received a call to a convenience store relative to a subject, a white male subject. He just stole two sodas. He set them down in front of the store, and he's walking around erratically.
My orders here come from Nick Manasco. He's a 15-year veteran of the St. Louis Police Department.
The caller says he's walking back and forth, and he has a knife in his hand.
When he's done, I pile into an SUV alongside my two partners for the day. When we arrive at the scene, 30 seconds later, we find two men, both agitated. I try first to calm them.
Sir, drop the knife, sir.
But the knife-wielding man is undeterred and barrels toward one of my fellow officers.
Drop the knife.
Kill me! Just kill me!
No. All right, we got a suspect down.
No one actually died. That was not an actual gunshot. And my partners are actually elderly local politicians, not grizzled police veterans.
Are we going to recap what went down there?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, let's talk.
All around me, other media members and community leaders are going through the same scenarios. It's part of the Officer for a Day program being offered for the third time ever by a group out of St. Louis called 0311 Tactical Solutions. The goal is to put regular people in crisis situations so that they understand the stress and danger police face.
Real quick, let's start from the beginning. What'd you know, and then what'd you see when you pulled up?
So what we knew is that there was one male, at least.
A lot went wrong in just 20 seconds. We shot a suspect, we completely ignored the mysterious second man, leaving officers vulnerable to harm, and we lacked what officers call command presence. In other words, we probably should have cursed.
You know what I mean? Sometimes those words are attention getters.
Right.
Where he may have not been paying attention to you, but now he's like, oh, these guys are serious. I better get back.
So Brian Rossomano runs the trainings and makes no attempt to hide why he's here.
Despite what, you know, maybe how it's been portrayed in the media, Ferguson was a fairly quiet town. There wasn't a whole lot going on there in terms of crime. But now they're on the front stage. And that could happen in Ocean View. It can happen anywhere. Trust me when I tell you that.
Rossomano leads the Civil Disobedience Unit of the St. Louis PD. In other words, he's the head riot cop. And he's been on the front lines of perhaps the nation's most intense debate on police conduct since Rodney King.
Recent current events have sparked, I think, the need to do this sort of thing where we can go out to the community and explain to them, this is why officers are doing the things they're doing. This is why we employ the tactics that we employ.
Those blow-by-blow explanations come during the lecture portion of the program. Rossomano explains everything from deadly force policy and the rationale behind it to the reason why cops are so brusque and demanding during traffic stops.
Have the driver shut the vehicle off, have him remove the keys, either put the keys on the dashboard or reach out the window and set them on the roof. Again, that can be seen as an intimidation or a harassment, but it's nothing more than just getting the car turned off.
Rossomano says the number one goal of police policy and training is to make sure officers return home alive. It is a warrior, survivor mentality, and one that is increasingly under scrutiny. When I talk to officers afterwards, many of them sense that their profession will never be the same.
You know, the last 7 months since August and the environment that we've been working in, it's changed a lot. There was a point in my life where I would have probably been proud for my son to follow my footsteps. I can honestly say now I don't think I want him to be a police officer.
Ken McLaughlin, the chief of police in Ocean View, struck a more defiant tone.
It's a little frustrating because I'm proud of my profession and proud of the people that I work with. It is sad that we've got to go to those lengths, but it's a reality, and a lot of people don't understand what we do.
McLaughlin wants very badly for the media to understand that police are good people and that police killings are rare. He especially wants to explain how police can be put in serious danger even when a suspect is unarmed. Ferguson, he tells me, has strengthened his resolve, not to change officer behavior, but to change the way people perceive it. If that takes police from the biggest cities talking to journalists in the littlest towns, then that's where he'll begin. From the Delaware desk, I'm Avi Wolfman Arendt, WHYY.